Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The long, happy life. According to Amy, she searched out this lady who's over 100 and says she knows.
Yeah, this man, his name's Joe Rosen Nevada. He, 103 years old, he's a gym rat. He said he spent a ton of money on personal trainers during the last 7 years. He exercises on a daily basis at a 24-hour fitness out there. He does 30 minutes of stretching, biking, walking, and leg bends. And you think, was that it? Here's the key. Joe lives alone and eats fruits, vegetables, chicken, and seafood on a daily basis. And out of that entire story, what I took out of that
was
is that Joe lives alone.
Yeah,
there's no stress.
There is absolutely no stress. You wake up when you want to wake up. You go to sleep when you want to go to sleep.
You do what you want to do whenever.
You cook whatever you want to cook.
I remember someone had a theory about the Andy Griffith Show. If you'll notice that everyone on the Andy Griffith Show, with the exception of Otis, is single. No one on that show was married. Huh. That's why it was so idyllic in Mayberry, because no one was married on that show.
Huh.
And I thought that was very interesting. Andy wasn't married. Helen wasn't married. Barney wasn't married.
And
Miss Walker.
It is a big conversation because humans are pack animals, so they like to be part of a pack. But were we talking about, we were just talking about this last week, I think. It'd be so much easier if men just lived together and women just lived together.
Well, that was sort of the premise behind that famous book years ago, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you know, sort of pointed out that, you know, men and women really aren't built to be together all the time.
Yeah.
And all that. It's just,
you're built to procreate together.
All the other stuff is the hard part, you know, and that's what that book was about. Of course, it's trying to teach you how to alter what comes natural to you to be involved in a relationship with someone of the opposite sex.
Why do that? Just live next door to each other.
Yeah, have your own separate, houses, your own separate apartments.
Bathrooms.
Whatever. Yeah, you don't have to worry
kitchens.
About stuff all over the bathroom. If you're a woman, you got all your makeup or whatever you got, all your other stuff, no problem. It's your place. You don't have to worry about it. If you're a guy and you don't like putting your underwear in the hamper, then nobody's going to complain because you live alone.
I honestly don't understand why more people don't do that. I'm not one for, I think, a traditional relationship anyway, but it amazes me. You just like... Nowhere else in your life do you try to go to bed every night with somebody, wake up with somebody, hear about their day all the time, live, mold your lives together, and you expect, you know.
It's called.
Why do we do that?
It's called being in love.
No.
I love a lot of things I don't live with.
Okay. Never mind.
And Chase is in the middle of planning a big wedding.
It's a lot of
no,
help for you,
it'll
it?
Be different for you.
Hi, I was looking to comment on your conversation going on online about people living next door to one another instead of together.
Yes.
That is exactly how my sister and brother-in-law live in Arizona. They literally live in two houses next door to one another with a backyard fence around both.
And do you find that they have less arguments, less complaints about one another?
They are perfectly happy.
Did anybody think it's weird in your family? Like, do people comment it? Like, oh, that's a little weird that they do that.
She doesn't always tell everybody immediately, but the moment people eventually do find out, they think it's brilliant.
I know. Listen, I've never been married. I have no relationship experience about it. But I've always said to my friend, if I ever get married, it'll be because somebody has better insurance and we're living in separate houses next to each other.
I'm telling you, I've been in a long-term relationship for the last 15 years, and even as recent as last night, I wished he lived next door.
Wow!
What's your name?
Have a great day, guys. Deanna.
All right, thank you, Deanna. Have a good one. Drive safe.
Bye-bye. Bye.
As recently as last night, I wish he lived in a different house.
I'm telling you, it'd be a huge problem solver for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think at first people are like, what? Huh? That's weird. But no, it's really not. I mean, it's like, I just think it, look, I have experience in this area. I know I have experience being married. I know, you know, what I'm talking about. And I think that would solve a lot of problems.
Most of my friends, I'm at the age where most people I know are married now. My friend who's getting married, she's telling me about this argument. She was, her fiance was working outside And she wanted to decorate. She likes, like, every month gets things get changed out in the house. There's decorations and all this stuff.
So she's trying to get decorated for Christmas.
Yeah, and she was like, I wanted his help. I need to get these decorations out. What he was doing wasn't helping the household run. And I'm like, what a stupid argument to even have to have.
And what was
like,
he doing?
You want to put trinkets out, and he wants to play in the yard. Like, he likes to be outside, and he does stuff outside. And, you know, I'm just like, what? I just can't even imagine having arguments like this with people.
This is the kind of piddly little crap that happens all the time in every single relationship. It's dumb stuff like that that starts to irritate you.
Here's the thing, and not even relationships, in life. Like, why can't you just do things for that you want done for yourself? If you were alone in life and had to do these things, you should be able to do that without roping your significant other into it. If you, like, for instance, if I want to decorate the house, guess what? I'll just do it. If there ever comes a time where I have a partner and we're living together and I want to decorate the house, I'll just do it. I don't understand why things are so difficult.
Yeah, if you were able to do it when you were single, carry it over into a relationship.
Yeah. People go to the grocery store. Hey, can you go to the post office? What if I wasn't here? You do it for yourself.
Boy, she's fired up on this one.
It's an interesting concept, though, about this particular example that she just called in about.
Yeah.
They live in houses side by side, but mm-hmm. what they've done is they've joined the backyards together with a fence that goes, it's like a giant backyard mm-hmm. for the adjoining house. I'm assuming it's almost like a zero lot line type situation. They're right together, but they live in separate houses. And she says they're perfectly happy. It works like a charm for them.
See?
And I think it would work like a charm for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people right now who are in a long-term relationship who've been living under the same roof with the same person for all these years right now is going, oh, this sounds fantastic. Oh. If I could only do that, how do I approach him about this?
See, but you can. The only reason we don't do things like that is, one, because we don't want to hear the criticism from other people. And we don't think it's just, this is the way we've always done it.
We're going to keep doing it that way.
Yep.
Guys, this is really making my chest hurt.
Right, what do you think?
Yeah, see if you and Kelsey can get side-by-side apartments.
Yeah.
You want to weigh in on this? 680-WOLF or check social media. Pop it up there. We'll read it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.